Hello, this is the George family. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Shannon. We also have a son named Max. Our reading today is from the Living Well Through Lent devotional. Today is Saturday, March 8th, the fourth day in Lent. Today's devotion is titled, Walking the Pilgrim Way of Lent. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. Richard Rogers from the play Carousel. During my 2019 pilgrimage across Spain, I encountered paths worn several feet below the natural grade of the surrounding landscape. These were sections of the Camino where the footsteps of countless pilgrims had, for more than 1,000 years, gradually cut a way through the wilderness. I was literally walking in the footsteps of the faithful, adding my steps to the millions of footsteps that had preceded me, while doing my part to keep the path clear for those who will come after me. We have begun the annual spiritual pilgrimage that the church calls Lent. We began the journey with ashes, and in a few weeks we will stand before an empty tomb. Along the way, through the pages of this devotional, we will be reflecting together on how this annual journey assists us in cultivating the fruit of the Spirit in our daily lives. This is both a familiar journey and one that is new every time we undertake it. The truth is, at least from a Christian perspective, the spiritual journey is never a completely solitary one. We benefit from the wisdom of those who have gone before us. We are supported by those who are along the way with us. As the writer of Hebrews so beautifully states, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. For me, this awareness is a great comfort during times of joy and sorrow, in times of celebration and of loss. We may be by ourselves, but we never walk alone.
During these 40 days, we are praying for all of our ministries and programs that support God's mission through Ascension. Today, you are invited to pray for Club 345, which is part of our children's ministry, and it consists of 3rd through 5th graders who are studying the Bible and learning about the Episcopal tradition.
In closing today's devotional, let's consider these making it personal questions and reflections. How will you walk through Lent this year and with whom? Who are the people, past and present, that make up your great cloud of witnesses during this Lenten journey?